This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. It's all about sex and an integrative approach to sexual health. We make a lot about sexuality. Sexuality, to some extent, you know, is a choice. And for some people, maybe they don't have a partner. Maybe they don't have an interest. That's okay, because we're not talking literally about oxygen or food sustenance. But in terms of overall well-being, it is part of your health portfolio, because there are benefits to being in a sexual relationship, sexual performance. Sexual performance itself is sometimes an index of good health, because we talked in part one about men's morning erections. Well, men's levels of testosterone, if they persist into middle or older age, are generally associated with more robust health and longevity. So this is a big topic. It's an important topic. It's not just frivolous or just hedonistic, although nothing wrong with that. And our guest is Dr. Barbara Bartlick. Dr. Bartlick, like yours truly, is a graduate of Albert Einstein College of Medicine. She pursued a career in psychiatry with a specialty, subspecialty in dealing with sexual problems, although that's not all that she does. She works with all kinds of patients. But she is co-editor of Integrative Sexual Health. She's written some great chapters in there. So we were talking in part one about that there's kind of a mismatch, because men, you can get the Viagra, say Alice Levitra, you can get testosterone. There are options for men. Unfortunately, there are fewer options for women. It's kind of like the space race in which all the, or the arms race in which all the advantage goes to one side.
Let me tell you about some of the options first for men.
Sure.
You mentioned Viagra and the testosterone. Many forms of delivery there, but they also have vacuum pumps and surgical implants, and then now they have the D-Wave, which uses sound waves to enhance erections and orgasms.
Wow. Apparently, the injections as well.
It's similar to what you would use for breaking up kidney stones, but it unclogs blood vessels and promotes the growth
of
blood
vessels. Yeah, that's extracorporeal shockwave therapy. And, you know, I can't think of something less pleasant than getting an extracorporeal shockwave delivered to my nether parts. But actually, the suggestion is that somehow that does a job on promoting circulation and restoring function. So that is a technique I've heard about. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. So, there are many, there are about more than 200 prescription treatments for male sexual dysfunction. And we only have one for women, and that's called flibanserin, or ADI. And that is a medicine that its closest relative is Buspar, or Buspirone, which is an anti-anxiety medicine, which we use in psychiatry all the time.
I heard there was a shortage lately.
Yes, there is. There is. It's a shortage.
That's a real disservice to people with anxiety, that they ran out of Buspar.
I know. Some of my patients have been stockpiling it, because they knew it was coming. There is a shortage on Buspar, But Buspar has an interesting side effect. I mean, most psychiatric meds put a big
sexual
damper
downers,
on sexual functioning.
Right.
But Buspar is actually a little stimulating. A relative of that is flibanserin, which I was once involved in research on.
Oh.
And they found that women on flibanserin have one more pleasurable sexual experience per month.
Hmm.
And when you think they might be having only about four per month, that is significant.
Yeah.
So
that's not exactly revolutionizing their sexual health,
well,
but, you know, it's enough to get approval. And I think they're maybe under a little bit of pressure because it was women's groups who were saying, hey, you know, you're all in for men. Give us something.
Well, yes. I mean, there was a fight going on within the FDA for many years about this drug. It was at one time the FDA was kind of down on it. It didn't look like it would get approval. The drug company pulled out, and it was sold to someone else. And then it finally came out after 10 years. So I'm very glad to have it. But it is not a blockbuster the way Viagra was,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of. You know, it's steadily gaining acceptance, but it's not.
I hear it makes you pass out.
Well, yeah, there is this, like many psychiatric medications. If you drink alcohol with them, you can lower your blood pressure. So, but they took
that's not going to enhance date night. You know, it's like here, have a drink, honey, and pretty soon it's like a romantic evening turns into a trip to the ER.
Well, I don't know if it's really that much more dangerous than many other psych meds, but they seem to make a very big deal of it, and we actually had to register through REMS, and the pharmacist had to go through a questionnaire with the patient, and it was treated like a highly controlled drug.
Would you prescribe it? Would you get behind it and prescribe it for some of your patients?
I do, absolutely.
And with some benefit, do you think?
Well, in some of the research subjects that I learned about, they had very strong responses, and it is helpful. It is really helpful. It's just with, you know, just one more pleasurable experience per month, most women won't notice that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of women are not sticking with it, or mm-hmm. they have to go through so much trouble to get it because of all the extra restrictions that they're just giving up. And then in many cases, it's not covered by insurance. So, and women are much less likely to pay for products to enhance their sex life than men. Men do it readily. You know, they'll pay $30 a pill.
Exactly.
You know, but a woman, a lot of women don't want to pay extra for
it.
I'm sorry. Maybe they have less money, or maybe they're content to be as they are. You know, there's less less emphasis on performance where women are concerned.
Yeah.
So at any rate, we have that, and I'm glad we have that. But it's been a long time. We also have a medicine, not for sexual functioning. It's a pharmaceutical, but it's an approved pharmaceutical called Intrarosa, which is 6.5 milligrams of vaginal DHEA suppository.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's actually it into a drug?
Yes, it did.
Wow. Okay.
It's for painful sex in postmenopausal women and vulvovaginal atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
So, integrative doctors have been using DHEA long time.
I use it a lot of women with libido
and
issues.
Orally.
Yeah, orally.
Yeah, you could give a woman 25 milligrams of DHEA.
We could have the compounding pharmacy make up a suppository if we wanted to.
Yeah, and it will even increase her testosterone level. So a lot of times, mm-hmm. We will just do that to increase a woman's testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see they're starting something to help women's sexual functioning. Another thing that I use in my practice, in my general psychiatry practice, and I'm starting to use it with sexual dysfunction patients, is pulsed electromagnetic field therapy,
mm-hmm.
PEMF,
mm-hmm.
as in the beamer. And this is a device that improves blood flow up to 30%. And that nourishes your cells and leaves you feeling relaxed.
So how does that work? It's not something you apply to your, you know, to your genital areas. It's just a body-wide treatment, isn't it?
Well, okay, it has attachments. So
what
it is there's a mat, like a thick yoga mat that you can lie on,
mm-hmm.
that has electric coils in it which generate a magnetic field. And so it penetrates several inches into your body. And then it causes the the electrolytes in your blood vessels to create an alternating current, and it allows the blood to flow more smoothly through the microcirculation. So you could look at this under a microscope, and you could see the red blood cells just sludging.
Better perfusion vessel. when you take it, improved perfusion of your tissue, and
so that improves.
This is all novel to me. Very interesting.
Infections, okay, like for instance, diabetic toe problems and diabetic ulcers, but also it improves heart problems and has tremendous psychiatric benefits too. And then there is an attachment.
Certainly there is that whole what is it called, extracranial therapy. That's not the same as that though.
Cranial electrical stimulation, CES.
Yeah.
That is a different type of electrical current. That's not a magnetic treatment. This is magnetic.
But there are these sort of helmets that even conventional psychiatrists now use to sort of administer
transcranial magnetic therapy.
TCMT,
That is magnetic, and that's a much more involved thing with a very expensive machine, and certain specialists do that, and it's very effective. But it's a huge commitment. You've got to come in several times a week, but it's fortunately insurance is paying for it, and people are doing it.
It's kind of an alternative to shockwave therapy, and it's much less harsh. But it seems to sort of reset the brain. Are you using other things like oxytocin? Some people use oxytocin for stimulating desire.
It's still in research mode. It's not approved for this use, but oxytocin, when given in 50 milligram units, you can take it intranasally, sublingually. It enhances desire. It's been used in people with social anxiety and autism, and those people have noticed tremendous improvements in sexual functioning. So, when they're using it for other conditions, those people come back and say, wow, this is strong. So it is helpful, but it's very expensive because it's a compounded medication, and it's not within reach of
right.
most
Never
people.
Covered by insurance, yeah. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this very important message with you. Please listen up. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Barbara Bartlick. Testosterone for women. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm all for it. I think that there are a lot of studies that go both ways, but the problem is that many of these studies did not use it long enough. Women with testosterone deficiencies, they lose receptors. It takes them a while to respond to it. When they finally do respond, the study is over. In other words, you get these plus minus studies. But I do think it works, and they've been using it since the inception of sex therapy. When I first entered the field in the 70s, they were making 2% testosterone in petrolatum cream that the woman applied to her clitoris and labia, and it has a tremendous effect. And I've seen it over and over again. So I'm in favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is safe. You do need to, I mean, testosterone can be converted to estrogen in the body. So anybody who has problems with estrogen due to cancer would need mm-hmm. to
That might be a relative
care.
Contraindication or at least a yellow light on using that.
Right. I also wonder whether women who get a jolt of testosterone from semen get any benefit. You know,
there's actually some studies that suggest that, right, that may be, you know, a source of, shall we say, well-being for women because they literally are getting testosterone therapy from frequent sexual intercourse.
Right. So maybe she shouldn't get up and wash right away. Maybe she should just lie there and let it absorb because she's getting some testosterone that way from her partner.
There's a drawback to your barrier contraception, which we were talking about earlier. You don't get the benefits
right.
of the testosterone right. content of the semen. But
well, you know, mostly the women I use testosterone with are older women.
Pregnancy is not a concern or they're not having indiscriminate partners who, you know, might transmit sexually transmitted diseases. It's just from a more broad standpoint. You know, I think we see a lot of folks who are losing interest in sex and, you know, just not feeling up to it, low libido, ED in men, anorgasmia in women. What about just general integrative support? You know, many of these people are overweight, they've got insulin resistance, they have a high rate of inflammation. Can we, you know, get them more fit for sex? It's just, you know, general holistic recommendations, such as I make to my patients. I mean, does that enhance, does that make them sexier?
Okay, everybody I see, you know, whether it's a sexual problem or a psych problem, I put them on the paleo diet.
Okay.
I suggest it. Not that they will always follow it. Try to get them to reduce stress. Stress ruins your hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The higher your cortisol, the lower your sex hormones.
Yep.
Also, problems with gut motility ruins your hormones because the longer they sit there in your intestine with a slow transit time, long transit time, the more they're reabsorbed, and
right.
you have unhealthy hormones blocking the receptors. So you've got to get the bowels moving. You got to reduce stress. Autoimmune dysfunction drives hormones down. So that means you should be on an anti-autoimmune diet where you eliminate the foods that create autoimmune problems like gluten, dairy, soy. So these are things that, you know, we do. And exercise and whatever you can do to detoxify, because we live in a toxic world. It's not a question of, you know, is this person toxic? It's how much are they toxic and what is it doing to their health? And so you've got to get the toxins out. And that involves...
Those are the gender benders, the estrogen mimics and so on.
Yeah, and heavy metals. Heavy metals impair your thyroid function. If you have hypothyroidism, you're going to... prolactin can go up, sex hormones go down. So you've got to take care of the thyroid as well.
And which is a pervasive problem in women. And I think by the standards by which we accord women the you know, the holy grail of thyroid therapy, the standards are so stringent that a lot of women who really might benefit from thyroid replacement don't get it. That's my experience.
It's true. And or if you... are an integrative doctor and you dare to give thyroid hormone where the endocrinologist has said no, you could get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know?
So
it's a problem.
I've never regretted taking a somewhat alternative path towards thyroid replacement. I think it's benefited so many women where they've basically not gotten answers from conventional physicians. So the other thing is, what are some of the more novel therapies for male and female sexual dysfunction?
Novel therapies. Let me think about that for a second.
I mean, you covered some of them earlier. You talk about the Beamer. You talk about, you know, oxytocin. These are some of the things that could make a difference. What do you think of, for example, traditional herbs like maca, for example. Yeah. That has a reputation as being a sexual enhancer for women. It's relatively inexpensive. Is it worth a shot?
Yes, absolutely. Anything that boosts testosterone, and maca is very effective in men and women, but you can't take maca if you're already on hormone replacement therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of women who are on HRT. Things that boost testosterone are tribulus, fenugreek, ashwagandha. Ashwagandha does it by reducing cortisol, mm-hmm. apparently. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D increases testosterone by 20% if you just give a small amount. So that's really interesting. Men with low vitamin D levels often have low testosterone levels. Give them the vitamin D, their testosterone goes up. We don't know yet what's happening with women. There's much less research on women, but we often extrapolate what's good for the male is good for the female. That may not always be true, but what else do we have? We don't have the research on women. If they're going to do a small study like this, they're going to do it on men, because women are more complicated to study. They have menstrual cycles. They're much more affected by relationship issues and, it's harder to measure their sexual
function. As they say that women's main sex organ is their brain, as opposed to men who have it somewhat south of their brain.
Yeah.
I was going to mention that in the chapter that I wrote along with our nutritionist, Layla Mudin, I noted that part of the reform movement in the 19th century, you know, John Harvey Kellogg, actually comes from the Seventh-day Adventist tradition, where it was thought that you could banish licentiousness. And this was a campaign against the terrible sin of masturbation. And to do that, you should eschew spicy foods, animal foods, alcohol, and basically go on a sort of a starchy mush kind of diet, and that would diminish your sexual desire. So I was saying, you know, based on that, if indeed that's true, then we should look at vegans, and actually some studies suggest that vegetarians and vegans may have lower levels of sex hormones. That may be beneficial when it comes to prostate cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, protective, but maybe from the standpoint of sexual performance, not so good. What have you looked at this controversy?
I think that's true. I know that depression and psychiatric issues are more likely to occur when people are on a vegan or vegetarian diet. And I go to a lot of integrative medicine conferences where naturopaths and chiropractors who are, you know, steeped in this field speak, and they say that their vegan, vegetarian patients are the hardest ones to get better, because all of these things that we do to help our patients nutritionally, they don't work if they don't have the basic underpinnings of the right kind of protein and plenty of B vitamins and things and omegas that you get from good meat. So, I think that it's probably best to stay away from the starchy foods. And I think it's amazing that these Seventh-day Adventists figured this out way back when, because they were right. Staying on those starchy diets will impair your sexual functioning.
And they thought that was a good thing.
Yeah, they thought that was good. We don't think so today.
Right.
People need all the help they can get today with all of the endocrine disruptors they're exposed to in the environment.
So another pathway that's important is nitric oxide, and particularly in men, because we know that these Viagra-like drugs, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, they all work on the nitric oxide principle. Just say no, N-O. And so are there natural ways to enhance nitric oxide? You know, perhaps it's a little bit less of a hydraulic problem in women, but, you know, good circulation, which is caused by nitric oxide, can also be supportive of sexual performance in women.
Yeah, no, nitric oxide is important for women, too. You know, women actually have as much erectile tissue in their genitals as men do once you correct for body mass.
Right.
It's just configured differently. It's internal.
It's less conspicuous, shall we say.
Exactly. So women theoretically should respond, and there are several studies that show that they do respond these Viagra-like medicines that work on the nitric oxide system, they improve female orgasmic disorder, and in special populations, like women on antidepressants and diabetic women. But and you can eat a nitric oxide enhancing diet. You know, beetroot is tremendous for producing nitric oxide. It contains nitrates, and all of these other foods that contain nitrates: spinach, garlic, watermelon,
leafy greens,
beef, poultry, fish. So even dark chocolate, pomegranates, walnuts, celery, cabbage, spirulina. And you can take supplements to improve nitric oxide.
Citrulline and arginine, yeah.
Exactly. Flavonoids, B12, hawthorn berry, vitamin C. So women should respond to these as men do. And it's been less studied. You can even measure your nitric oxide level with a test strip. And, you know, just take a little saliva and dab the strip, and you could see if your nitric oxide is adequate or inadequate, and then start taking some supplements and watch it improve. So that's an important thing.
Well, great.
And then parasympathetic. You know, you want to enhance the parasympathetic system.
How do we do that?
Well, gargling, taking a cold shower, gagging yourself, like with a tongue depressor, to the point where you almost throw up. Humming and
that might spoil a date, though. I don't know if you want to really go there.
Yeah, you before you go on your date, but it'll give you more vagal tone, and more vagal tone improves sexual functioning. It also improves digestion. So people who are constipated, if they do that, they can get better.
You're right. The sexual performance is a parasympathetic function, and I think that's why people who are super adrenalized and stressed. You know, it's hard to get an erection when you're being chased by a tiger. I think nature provided for that because, hey, you know, having sex while you're being chased by a tiger, I don't know, sort of get in the way of your escape plan.
Exactly. The parasympathetic, they call it the feed and breed and the rest and digest, as opposed to the fight or flight of the sympathetic system.
So we want to retrain our nervous system
today,
and we can do that with, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, aside from stress, what drives our sympathetic system? All of our devices.
Oh, yeah.
Our phones, our computers, they drive the sympathetic. So you have to deliberately do things to enhance your parasympathetic today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to have sex while, you know, checking your Facebook account. I mean, I guess some millennials have learned to do it, but or taking a selfie. Great, great stuff. And, you know, there's so much more in integrative sexual health. The authors, Barbara Bartlick, along with a couple of people we've interviewed, Dr. Gio Espinosa and Janet Mendez, and many other luminaries, and yours truly, we contributed to this book. And Barbara, some information about your practice. You continue to see patients in Manhattan, correct?
Yes, Ron, I do. I have an office in Midtown Manhattan. I also am on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. And then I belong to Regis Suites, where I can see patients out in Long Island and in Westchester.
Great.
So I move all around. I also have a website, which is drbarbaramd.com.
And you've got some new stuff on your website. Can you tell us about that?
I do. Well, I'm revising it right now, but it'll be up by the time this is aired. And I'm putting up some, you know, some suggestions for supplements that people can take for various conditions, sexual and mental health conditions. I also want to mention that we were just accepted, you and I, Ron, and our co-editor, Janet Mendez, were accepted to do a panel at the Jewish Community Center in Manhattan on December 17th. And I'm so happy to be working with you again, because I thought we had a wonderful time doing that panel in February.
Yeah, that's going to be a great panel.
Symposium.
It's a lot of fun when we get together and present our different perspectives on human sexuality. And, you know, the audience, there's a lot of interest in the subject, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And a great need for addressing it in a more natural way, because the solutions that we have, the conventional solutions that we have, are just, they're just not comprehensive enough. They're, you know, quick fixes with ancillary side effects, and we want to take you know, not just to take this pill, take this shot, use this technique. We want to use a more comprehensive approach to restoring optimal sexual performance. So that's what this book is about. And thanks for being the editor. I know it wasn't easy pulling it all together, but you really, really did a great job.
Thank you, Ron, for this opportunity.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.